only one winner here today, the triumphant Billy Gill, who gets opposite field home runs in Chicago, breaks the heart of Sarah Spain. We do not want to talk about that other thing that involves the injuries to three of the Miami Heat's leading scorers in the very first game. It could not be Solomon Hill or somebody else. It had to be their three leading scorers. It had to be, Stugatz, the three guys. Goran Dragic led him in scoring against the Pacers. Jimmy Butler led him in scoring against the Bucks. Bam Adebayo led them in scoring against the Celtics.
Yep.
And all three of them are in a state of disrepair. I know that people want to tough guy it with war-torn Goran Dragic coming back, but he can't be the same coming back from that injury. Like, he's not gonna, whatever they do to his foot, even if he does get back somehow, I think Kendrick Nunn is a better option, healthy, but he's recovering from COVID.
Right. He played nice. I mean, he had a good game last night. He was 8 of 11, but Goran, I'd be surprised if he comes back. Dan, first off, if he comes back, he is not going to be himself, because this is the best basketball he's played his entire career in the bubble. But I'm doubtful that he'll come back. That injury hurts, man.
Yeah, I've had that injury. Have you had that injury?
No, but my dad had that injury. He was out for many, many weeks. Like, he could do anything. Tennis, golf, nothing.
I will say, I toughed it out. I played goalkeeper with this injury. So, granted, I'm not trying to spin in the lane against the likes of Anthony Davis, but he's putting pressure on it. There is a chance. Maybe not for game two, but there's a chance we see Goran Dragic in this series still.
That seems far-fetched. Not that you'll see him, but that you'll see him at some version of health that represents him being the threat that you want him to be. Tyler Hero was minus 30 in the first half yesterday. That's crazy, Stugatz.
Yeah. Iguodala's really happy about Tyler Hero's plus minus, because he's right there with him, the veteran savvy of Andre Iguodala.
Hero was minus 35 for the game. Iguodala minus 25 for the game.
Yeah, but let's not talk about that right now, guys.
There's a feel-good story down here. Let's talk about
Billy Gill's Miami Marlins. We need to talk about what it is that Billy is excited about here. He doesn't want to hear about your Miami Heat. He wants to beat his chest a little bit.
No. Before we get to the Marlins, why are you guys acting like the sky is falling? We talked about this yesterday. We said that LeBron could get spotted at game one in the finals, that it wouldn't be a big deal. We were debating in the local hour whether the Heat even wanted to win or lose yesterday, and we decided today's a good day for them to lose. Things are going exactly as planned. This is as scheduled. Everything's on track. It's just one game, guys. It doesn't matter if you lose by 30, 600. I don't even know what the final score was, because I fell asleep in the third quarter because I said this game, I'm not coming back.
Felt good. I got to be honest.
Down by 60 points. If they're going to lose, that's the way to lose, right? So everybody can get a good night's sleep. They should have just sent home all the starters and just put in the scrubs that, like, you guys finish this off. We're not coming back. Just get well rested for next September when game two is going to be, because these games, my God, the breaks are ridiculous. What are we talking about?
I did not sleep well. I can't sleep well after that performance. But why? Because they lost, man. I care. And also, Lakers Twitter, they are absolutely living up to the billing right now. Granted, this is the first time the Miami Heat have trailed in any series, so I'm just not used to having cocky fans in my mentions. Holy shit, though. They are bad. And now I have the added juice to this series. Unfortunately, though, I don't think my team is good enough to win it anymore, which is going to sting. But Jesus Aguilar, I will say, since like that Phillies series, every time I'm watching on mute, I like this guy. Turns out he's a former All-Star. That Oppo Power. Yeah, well, I'm researching. I'm learning these players. I'm diving back in after several years out the game. And every time I'm watching on mute, this guy's making plays. But then I look at his stats, and it's sort of like Damian Easley for me was this kind of player. I could have sworn that Damian Easley was hitting
He's better than Damian Easley.
What I'm saying is,
Damian Easley would give you 28 homers on any given year.
My point is,
did he get 28 homers?
Oh, I'm going to look it up.
My point is, with Damian Easley, I felt
don't
like
threaten us.
I'm going to.
I felt like every time I would watch Damian Easley, he'd get a hit, and I'm like, "How's this guy hitting 210?" Because it feels to me like he's a 700 hitter. Jesus Aguilar is the same way. All this guy does is make positive contributions, and the Marlins find themselves a game away from advancing in the playoffs. A team that has never lost a playoff series. Billy, I mean, you're over the moon.
1998, Stugatz, you had 27. God, I'm so glad.
27 homers and 100 ribs. How about that?
Well, no, but he never hit 28.
I know. It's unfortunate. He did have 28 steals 1 year, I think. Yeah.
Well, same thing.
Yeah.
Billy, how excited were you?
Bobos yesterday, huh, Dan?
Bobos, wind's blowing out.
Oh, man, I told you guys, all bets are off when the wind is blowing out. Who knows what could have happened there? You saw some plays at second base with Birdie running around 94 feet to get chased down a ball. And then those dirty, cheating Cubs intentionally hitting Starling Marte in the ninth inning when they were losing by 4 runs, the Marlins' best hitter. I went on a mission yesterday, Dan, to find out what was going on after the game. I was going through Twitter. I went to Starling Marte's Instagram story. And you know what I found there? I said, oh, my God, he has some updates. Maybe I'm going to see him in the locker room and I'm going to find out what happened to his hand, what's going on here. And you know what I found? I found specials for Manny Petty's at a salon in the Dominican Republic that I guess he may own, because I don't know why he was promoting that yesterday, but it was a strange time to find that on an Instagram story when I'm trying to find out his health. And then I was excited at first, and then I was very sad when we thought, oh my God, he's going to be gone for the season. He broke his hand. And then we found out, what was it? It was just a pinky fracture. And I told multiple people, including you, Dan Le Batard, they can just cut that pinky off, I think, right? He can play without a pinky. What does he need a pinky for? I don't like the person that I'm turning into after just one game.
I have also had this injury as well, and I toughed it out, and I played soccer, so I expect him out there again.
I don't believe you've had these injuries.
Look, that's a pinky. It's still,
you had season-ending injuries twice, and I don't even remember you on crutches.
Yeah, no, that's a pinky, though. Look,
right, yeah, we see it.
Can't straighten it out.
Just to give the audience...
I'm still dealing with it. Check out these insoles right here. Look. Every single one of my shoes. That right there is
flat-footed or something.
Plantar fascia.
My shoes have insoles.
I think to give the audience the proper appreciation for our expertise, we have to consult with Stugatz on whether his father was able to play tennis after a fractured pinky as well.
Pickleball?
No, he was not able to play tennis. He was, strangely, he was able to play golf. It's weird. You don't really keep the pinky on the club.
I can't imagine trying to swing a bat and hit a baseball with a fractured pinky. Like, the idea that these people play through this stuff.
You're not Starling Marte.
I know.
Oh, my God.
I said an injury hurts. We should probably just revisit this. I said an injury hurts. Never having had the injury, only the experiences through my 74-year-old dad at the time.
Yes, that's who has the pain threshold, as we all know, of the top of the food chain professional athlete.
I mean, he said it hurt. I mean,
there's no need to panic here with what's going on with Starling Marte. Best case scenario right now, right? They're up 1-0. The most this series can go is 3 games, right? So you hope you win a game today and he gets the day off today. You don't play him today. Obviously, you'll put in Lewis Brinson, which, by the way, I was saying they should have been playing him yesterday instead of Matt Joyce, but we don't need to get into that whole thing. Lewis Brinson, and I know you guys are not going to believe this, Lewis Brinson had a very good year this year, and he really turned things around in the second half of the year, and all the work that he put in the offseason really paid off, and he had a very respectable year this year, and I think he should have been playing in the game yesterday, regardless of injuries and all that stuff.
Isn't he not playing just because Joyce is left-handed and they're bad against right-handed pitchers and he's right-handed? Isn't that the reason?
Joyce should not have been playing yesterday, Dan, for any reason. Lewis Brinson can
He hit 226.
Out.
That's an improvement over last year.
I mean, these numbers, you and your numbers, you don't even know what you're talking about. You just found out who Jesus Aguilar is. I don't care what you think about Lewis Brinson. So,
I mean, way to be inclusive. I'm trying to be invested with this team. That's the first game I've heard with sound on. I like this guy.
Anyway, so they win the game today, right? And then Starling Marte gets the day off today. He gets the game. Then we're rooting for the Reds to take this to 3 against the Braves, right? And then he'll get like 3 or 4 days off, comes back. Boom, we're right back in it. No big deal. It doesn't even matter. We just keep on moving. That's what they do, Dan. They TCB. That's what they did yesterday. We just got to keep it rolling today. Today, Sixto Sanchez takes the bump. Are you excited about Sixto? Now, his last two starts weren't that great, but here's what you could say. The last two starts were against teams that had previously seen him. So it could just be one of those things where you see him a couple times, you start figuring out what's going on. The Cubs have never seen him, but at the same time, the tape is now out on Sixto, so they could do their research. So what's going to happen today? Anyone's guess. But if things go well today with Sixto, then you save Pablo, and Pablo could potentially start a game 1. And then depending on days off, we could have Sandy in game 2 in the next round. I mean, things are looking good for the Fish right now, aren't they? Now, if they lose today's game, all bets are off.
Again, all bets are off. Oh, Sugats, what is Lewis Brinson's on-base percentage?
268.
Okay. What was your on-base percentage, just out of curiosity? Oh,
I mean, it was 268 points less than Lewis Brinson.
And your slugging was 368 points less.
Oh, good Lord. What are you talking about, Billy? You're our Marlins expert.
Yeah, he's had a good season. Lewis Brinson had a good season.
Compared to last season.
Yes, correct. What do you want me to compare it to? Next season? It hasn't happened yet.
An average season in the major leagues that you would be above average
this
on.
Not an average. You know what? Okay. You're right. You guys know everything. Why don't you guys handle the Marlins coverage from here?
In fairness,
I'll just sit back and enjoy it while you Debbie Downers are here licking Pat Riley's wounds because yesterday was a disaster for the septuagenarian.
I thought you said we were fine on the heat. I mean,
you said not to panic. A disaster.
Do whatever you guys want.
It feels like you're stepping on the Miami Heat to lift yourself up. We're all in the same thing together.
I don't need to step on the Heat to get up. Marlins won yesterday. They're the winners.
Right.
Yeah, but you told us not to panic a second ago.
This is going according to plan. All right.
You guys are here. You're like, ooh, I'm so sad today. The Heat lost. It's all over. And then you start bringing your negative vibes over the Marlins, who don't want them, by the way.
Oh, the Marlins. Lewis Brinson. What was his batting average? Oh, Damian Easley this. Oh, Jesus Aguilar that. Blah, 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 blah.
We don't need your negativity right now, okay? We only need positive vibes moving forward.
I really don't think anybody brought negativity outside of asking you if Lewis Brinson had a good year.
I think Billy doesn't want anyone on this bandwagon.
Yeah, it feels okay. All right. I'm honestly only rude. I have no connection to this team, even the uniforms. I think it's as simple as if they had the older uniforms, I'd feel a little bit more invested. The only rooting interest I have in this is for like Billy to be happy. And at this point, I'm kind of turning on it.
I want to hear from Billy on why he lashed out at Pat Riley with a disaster for the septuagenarian. I don't understand what you just did there.
Facts only.
But that's all we were giving you on Brinson. We were giving you numerical facts.
No. Numbers lie. I hate to break it to you. That's why that show was canceled, because they found out numbers do lie. All right? Numbers never lie. Please get out of here.
In fairness to Billy, the OPS is up last year from 457 to 636. I mean,
there you go. Let me ask you a question.
Oh, no.
Do you think that the Astros are good? Do you think that Jose Altuve is a good baseball player? Is Jose Altuve a good baseball player, Dan?
Are you going to compare Lewis Brinson to Jose Altuve? Is that what you're going to do?
No, I'm going to compare. Your friends. Yes.
Altuve has been.
Look at Jose Altuve's numbers.
He was terrible this year.
But numbers, Dan. Your friends. I'm bringing your friends to the party. Who had better numbers?
Brinson.
Who's a better baseball player?
Altuve. It was a disaster for whatever it is you call 30-year-old.
Did you see this Carlos Correa? I don't like this guy.
Yeah, he needs to zip it up.
Like, one bit. I don't like him at all.
What happened?
I don't root for players to get plunked, but if you want to brush him off the plate, go for it. So the Astros are all cocky because the Minnesota Twins have lost an unbelievable 18 straight playoff games.
How crazy does it make them that the Marlins go in and win a playoff game when Minnesota hasn't won a playoff game since like 2004?
It's an insane streak.
An insane stat.
Yeah. So Carlos Correa gets interviewed post game and he's like, I thought you guys were a little too negative on the broadcast yesterday mentioning the cheating. Carlos Correa has been on this all season long. God, someone shut him the f*** up. Like, he is so annoying.
He said beyond that, what are you guys going to say now? I know a lot of people don't want us here, but now we've won. What do you say to us now? And it is a little early for that. Like, if he can do that at the end of the season, then
everybody would just have to eat it.
What I'll say to you now is congratulations on bringing your record up to 500.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think they're now officially 31-31.
No, but when everyone's claiming the only reason you won that thing was because of the cheating, and here you are without the cheating, presumably, and Correa hits a home run, you're feeling pretty good about
yourself.
Yeah, but
yourself. He never...
You would spit back to, we all would.
Yeah, maybe, after I accomplish something, and I'm not really sure this is any sort of accomplishment just yet.
Twinkies?
We've never seen this round, and quite frankly, I've never seen the Twins win a playoff game, it feels like. But at some point, like, he's just not giving it to us. So I guess it's a little admirable in that way that he won't give us the concession, the I'm sorry. He did at the beginning of the season, and it was crap, and he's just still stepping on the gas when it comes to this cockiness. I just really dislike him.
Also, They cheated. They actually cheated, and they got absolutely no punishment. And then they had a season with no fans and no ramifications except, hey, you know what? We're going to fire, like, the president of your team, or we're going to fire your manager. But all the players who were doing the cheating, the ones that the manager was trying to stop, nothing for you. Don't worry about it. You're all good. Just keep playing along. I don't feel bad for you guys. Does anyone feel bad?
No, I don't feel bad for him. But when he wins a series and he hits a home run, but they won the series and he hits a home run, he's going to spit back at the media. I get that.
Yeah, shut up, Carlos Correa. All right, just shut up. We could do without hearing from you.
Well, okay, but what I want to understand is how we've careened and pinballed all over the place where you are telling everybody to not be negative, and then we end up in a cheating segment where every one of us is telling Carlos Correa to bleep off. Like, I thought we were going to be sunshine and positive because Billy's Marlins.
Not around the Astros. They don't deserve it.
I know, but we didn't.
Not on the Marlins either.
We didn't have to go to the Astros, though. You chose to do that and then went negative on us.
I did.
Yeah, I'm saying that we could be negative to the Astros. Don't bring your negative vibes around these Marlins teams right now. They don't need it. The Astros, though, they could take all the negativity. And Mike's not about plugging, but feel free to hit Carlos Correa right in the leg. Doesn't matter. Hit him low. Just don't throw high.
Are you
right in the tuchus?
Trying to wonder the negativity around the Marlins. All Mike said was Aguilar reminded him of Easley.
Yeah,
that's just a very insulting thing for the team MVP this season to say you're like Damian Easley.
Well, I was interrupted before I made my point. Even I feel like that guy gets a hit every time I'm watching. And turns out he's a former All-Star, like I discovered. I love his energy. It jumps off the screen even when it's on mute because that's how I experience these things. I like this guy. I like this player. He's one of the few guys that I recognize, although that Dickerson has a sweet swing.
Oh, him. Listen, he hit that home run yesterday, and I'm going to tell you what happened. I'm going to be 100% honest with you. 5 seconds, if even 5 seconds. It couldn't have even been 5 seconds. So he did nothing until the home run, obviously, and that's all he needed to do. But he's batting in the one slot, and I'm like, this guy needs to do something. And I'm texting people every time he's doing that. I'm like, Dickerson needs to do more, right? So Dickerson comes up with two people on base, and I turn to my wife and I go, Dickerson sucks. And then a second later, boom, hits the ball and it goes out, and I jump up and I'm screaming in the apartment, which again, I shouldn't be doing, but I jump up and I'm screaming and I'm like, yeah, this is awesome. I love this Dickerson guy. He's great.
Yeah. I don't know how Stugatz has lived this long in this town and been so bad at Spanish. Do you want to try again the last name of the Marlins first baseman, Jesus?
Aguilar.
Jesse.
Not even close, huh?
How is it that you still are this bad that you haven't learned anything in all of these years being perpetually around Latin people? Try it again. Marlins first baseman, Jesus.
Aguilar.
That's closer.
Okay. What am I saying?
Aguilar.
Aguilar. Yeah.
Which is, it's German. I don't, it's certainly not Hispanic. I don't know what nationality it is, but it is not anything too close. How is this possible? Like, can we do a Stugatz quiz on how to pronounce things? Like, if we're describing something you buy on the street that is wrapped in corn and is cheese in the middle, like, what is that? Do you know what that is?
Corn with cheese in the middle? A quesadilla? A gordita?
We can absolutely do a quiz of
it became
Stugatz.
A street food quiz. I was like, does he mean arepa? What does he mean? What is he talking about?
You didn't know?
No, I had to like go through my brain because corn and cheese in the middle, there's a couple of options in the Latin food category.
Including shepherd's pie.
Yeah, Mexican street corn.
What is it?
It's arepa. I was just I just think we could test your knowledge of
arepa
of Spanish foods, like a breaded. What about those little round things that are breaded and have ham in the middle?
Oh, starts with a C, right?
Yeah. This has become a street food competition. I don't know what you're talking about. Does anybody
Conchetas?
Know?
What do you mean?
Croquetas?
Of course. What do you mean you don't know what I'm talking about?
Because you're like the fried things with ham in the middle.
Well, ham in the middle gives it away. So I knew.
Well, no, middle makes it seem like it's a corn dog when the entire thing is ham.
Stugatz knew. He said it starts with a C.
Right. I'm telling you, it's like a buzzer game. I'm trying to guess the street
but I wasn't playing
food.
The game with you. I'm playing the game with Stugatz.
Right. Why are we even playing the game?
Well, he likes the game, and Dan didn't want to say it because then he gives it away. Spoiler alert. So, Croetus.
Oh, that's why we're playing the game.
I thought Billy made a good point when we were talking about the Heat, that this is going according to plan. We discussed this yesterday. LeBron is 0-1 in the NBA Finals when he wins Game 1 of the NBA Finals. This is only the second time that he's done it. So I think the Heat have the Lakers right where they want them.
I don't care about those stats.
Well, there's another stat for you. Every single one of the NBA Finals that the Miami Heat have won, they've lost Game 1, Dano.
About that.
Okay, I don't care about those stats.
History,
either.
Dan. Precedent.
Last night was a disaster, and it doesn't have anything to do with the septuagenarian, and it doesn't have anything to do with being down by 30 points. It was a disaster because your important players are hurt, and that team is really good. And that team with Anthony Davis, the answer to Anthony Davis is what? Mike Ryan just came in here today and was like, oh, they're good. And yeah, Anthony Davis is a monster. It's why we keep saying the two best players on the court are theirs. They have the two best players on the court, no matter how much you love Bam. Did you get mad at Duncan Robinson last night? Because, good Lord, when he's guarding LeBron, it's like he's not even there.
Yeah.
And then when he's on offense, it's like he's not even there.
Well, my problem with Duncan Robinson was on the offensive end. I obviously wasn't thrilled about having Duncan Robinson on the switch end up on LeBron James. And when you saw that, I mean, LeBron controlled the game from an assist standpoint. He wasn't going crazy in the way that you would assume with Duncan Robinson covering him. I found it interesting. I thought Jay Crowder had some good moments against Anthony Davis, surprisingly, early on. But everything was going great for the Miami Heat early on. And when LeBron went out of that game, that bench, led by KCP, who made massive buckets for them, started shooting in ways that you just would throw your hands up and say, this isn't sustainable. And the second half proved that. By the way, Rajon Rondo, we mentioned this in the lead up to this finals. He's turned into a respectable shooter. It's not
The Heat will allow all of those guys to shoot as much as they want.
And they beat you.
Some of those guys.
Well, no. LeBron and AD.
But in that first half was crucial.
Mike is talking about the Heat were up 23-10 and LeBron goes to the bench.
Yep.
23-10 and LeBron is going to the bench. And if you look at the plus minus numbers on that team, when LeBron goes to the bench, they collapse. It's when Anthony Davis is out there with that team, it does not do as well as LeBron James does. So you have this opportunity to go, create a big lead at 23-10. And instead, they score like 40, what felt like 40 unanswered points.
Right. Kuzma was plus 11. Caruso was plus 12. Rondo, to Mike's point, was plus 11. The bench guys came in and played
no,
well.
No, but it wasn't
Lakers.
Just that. It's that it's not that they played well. It's that they shot well. They haven't had that many threes and a half this season. They average as many threes as they had at the half for a game. They never shoot that well. And what Mike said is true. It returned to the mean in the second half. They missed a whole bunch of open shots in the second half. But by that point, it was too late. It was that's what it feels like to play against the Miami Heat. That's what the Celtics felt like in Game 6, where just everything is falling from distance. Those people do not shoot that way, Stugatz. That's not sustainable. But you can't do anything against anybody if your top three guys are hurt.
Oh, dude, yeah, that's a big blow. But it's becoming evident that I don't really think we have an answer for Anthony Davis, and you just sort of have to survive that, and you can't have what happened last game, which is your guys entering this series, you're supposed to have players 3 through 7. Last night, that didn't show. And while Anthony Davis and LeBron were very good in that game, they were awesome, the most important stretch was the KCP, Rajon Rondo, Caruso
Mike,
moment.
I wouldn't actually even say LeBron was awesome in that game. I mean, we're grading on a curve, right? He's awesome for a normal human being.
He was one assist shy of a triple-double, right?
He's awesome for a normal human being, but for him, he had Like, when they were creating their lead, he had all of two baskets, and he wasn't getting free throws. He was creating some offense for them, but that is hardly dominant LeBron.
Anthony Davis was the best player on the floor, period.
Yeah, was plus, what was it, 350 to win MVP? That's looking pretty good right now. I don't think we have an answer for him. They're going to throw Jay Crowder on him, but interestingly enough, what happened in that game was kind of what I thought would happen from a tactic standpoint. We didn't really see zone all that much, even though it was like everyone was tweeting, zone's getting exposed. They flashed zone maybe twice in that first half.
And when they were bleeding.
Yeah, that wasn't zone. We were switching a lot, and Dwight Howard early on, you're like, okay, this is exactly what I want, and Dwight Howard gets yanked. But they just executed so much better than their numbers would suggest entering this, and now Miami Heat face a deficit and injuries to their guys, and now it seems pretty certain that Los Angeles is a great deal better than Miami.
There are only two things from last night, I think, that are worthy of sort of speaking of as it relates to what this series is going to be, because one is obviously the injuries to Miami, but two is you simply aren't going to beat the Los Angeles Lakers not one time if they shoot like that from three. Not one time will you beat them if they're going to get LeBron and Anthony Davis could be below average. They could be below average. You could be guarding just them and allowing the Morrises of the world to shoot all they want, and you will take your chances with whatever happens there if you're the Miami Heat. Over seven games, like if you could tell the Miami Heat right now, here's what we're going to do for you. We're going to give you below average Anthony Davis and LeBron James, but everyone else on the court is going to get a bunch of open threes. Do you take that? The Miami Heat would sign up for that right now.
Of course they would. Yeah. They shot 40% from three last night, the Lakers.
It's just ridiculous how they shot last night.
Yep. It's a matchup nightmare because, okay, they have their big, you have your big. Anthony Davis, Bam Adebayo, they have their big, strong wing that can defend, and LeBron James, you have your big, strong wing that can defend, and Jimmy Butler. There's a lot better. They're just a lot better. And then when the other guys are so much better than your other guys, which is what nobody really had entering this series, that's a big L. And game two is must win territory, Sugats.
Oh no,
it is.
No,
it
it's
is.
Must win. It is. It really. You don't think it's must win? I mean, with these guys injured and the Heat down 1-0.
I think you've got to tell me what level of injured they are, because even if they win and they're injured, they're gonna lose the series.
Well, like X-ray's negative on Bam Adebayo. And
Bam said he's playing.
Yeah,
so.
Bam is going to play. Right. I don't doubt that.
Butler's gonna play.
Butler, yeah. He turns his ankle all the time, but that's going to affect him.
But why did Bam look like that last night? Did he look like that because he was hurt, or did he look like that because Anthony Davis is some kind of monster of a problem?
He's
like,
bigger, older, better Bam Adebayo is what Anthony
well,
Davis
he's got,
is.
I mean, he's Bam,
only 25,
he's Bam Adebayo shooting threes.
Yeah, but he's also not on Bam. Bam's not on Anthony Davis as much as you would expect, because we were doing a lot of switching and we were just a little lazy getting to the perimeter. And I think it was partly by design. Like, okay, Rondo, okay, Caruso, this is a win. You're putting that up? Okay, KCP,
but
this
is
a win.
You know that LeBron James is the smartest basketball player in the world. Beyond, you know, being great at basketball, you also know him to be smart. You watch that first half. And he wasn't doing all that much other than setting them up, because he knows everything is geared toward making sure that him and Anthony Davis don't do things. And so he'll spend the first half just sitting there running around and creating open threes for everybody else. Like, you know, Jimmy Butler does some of this as well. Again, not as well as LeBron does, but well, he'll just feel the game for the first 8 minutes. He'll just move around and just sort of lubricate everything. And so LeBron, that was an amazingly quiet first half for LeBron, for them to be up at 17 points on the first half with LeBron doing that. And I'm telling you, the reason for it is because if you don't miss any threes, they're not going to lose.
Yeah, they're very good defensively. too. It didn't seem that way early on, but they certainly woke up.
Miami got whatever it wanted getting up in the first 6 minutes of that game. Like, Miami was getting every offensive shot, and then you haven't seen them this entire postseason be as constipated as they were the second and third quarter.
This is the first time all postseason that I'm just really struggling to find out how they do it. Maybe they can do it once or twice, but they got to do it four times. That's a very good team.
Would you have said that at the first quarter, though?
No.
Would you have said that at like what?
First quarter, I had them sweeping the series.
I was feeling great.
Three bad quarters and you just swing all the way to the other place? They're the better team.
Yeah, but it just jumps off the screen. I just don't know if we have the bodies to match up with those bodies. And when the randos are contributing in
Rondos?
Randall you were thinking of?
No, randos, random people.
I got what you were saying. Stugatz didn't understand what you were doing.
Random people.
When the randos contribute that way, it's just like, shit, man. I don't know if we're going to do this. I will say, though, it's the best I've felt in terms of like morals, like after an NBA Finals loss ever, because it is to a degree a house money series. But I don't want to be embarrassed. I don't want to be embarrassed the way that the Miami Heat were embarrassed last night.
I think what has you concerned is the injuries, especially the one to Dragic. Was there any part of you that was relieved that the game was out of hand second half? You can go to bed a little early.
No. I watched every second of that game because
I was thrilled.
Because you're watching the third and fourth quarter. You know you're not going to win the game, but you're watching the third and fourth quarter. Because you're on the total, and also because you want to see if there's anything that can carry over to game two, anything that worked that you can say, all right, let's do a little bit more of this. I didn't really see that outside of, you know, the randos missing their shots.
No, Kendrick Nunn. Kendrick Nunn was he was their best offensive player last night.
Well, they say stars are made in the playoffs, right? We can all agree stock is up on Duncan Robinson. Stock is up on Bam Adebayo. Stock is up on Tyler Hero just because they're playing the only games people are watching right now, right? Kendrick Nunn, thank you for boosting back up that trade stock because we needed it after the last few months.
He looked really good last night offensively. I'm telling you, they're gonna have to make a decision here, Stugatz, and these are not easy decisions to make. Like, is 80% of Dragic better than 95% of Nunn, you know, slash depending on how he's reacting to COVID and his conditioning? Like, because I don't think that, and I feel bad for Goran Dragic. This is your first finals. This is a guy who plays such a physical style of basketball.
I just want to say, and I think it's part of the rotation, you're extending Kendrick Nunn a COVID recovery time that you haven't extended to Bam Adebayo.
That is correct, but that's because I've seen how the Heat have been using him. Like, the Heat were much more cautious with him. I don't think COVID affects everybody way.
But I also think it's just, we see this with Spo all the time. Myers Leonard didn't get COVID, you know?
It could be that he's just sitting in because of Hero and everything else, and I don't know any better because I haven't actually asked anybody, but I assumed when Kendrick Nunn wasn't getting any minutes at all, and then they'd throw him in for a couple of minutes and he'd miss some jumpers, I was assuming that has to do something with what the struggle is returning from COVID.
I don't know what the right answer is there because Solomon Hill is playing right now, and I don't know why he's exactly playing. But we said they have a couple of guys that are noted LeBron stoppers, and Solomon Hill is
awesome. Hey, yeah, listen, this is not on Sol. The Solly minutes last night.
Come on.
No, the Solly minutes were solid.
No,
Solly was plus four.
He was plus three to be
free
exact.
Solo.
Yeah, I love Solly.
Free solo.
Start Solly.
No, wait a minute. He went out there and he was jacking up threes. Solomon Hill was.
Hey, he was 0-for-4 from three.
he was plus what he was plus is just because Kendrick Nunn was out there with him doing all the scoring. But I simply will not allow you, no matter how much of a homer you are, to call Solomon Hill a LeBron stomper. You take that back, and you take it back right now.
No, he was designated LeBron stomper by the Pacers. The Pacers christened him this.
I want everyone to take it back. You take it back on behalf of the Pacers.
I refuse.
I think the Pacers plus four.
You cannot call
plus
Solomon.
Four.
You are not allowed.
Yeah.
I will not allow.
No, I will not walk it back. Free solo.
Solomon Hill is
designated LeBron stomper.
You've got to be kidding
His
me.
Whole defensive strategy is like, is that f***ing Solomon Hill? What?
He was their third best player yesterday, Dan, by your numbers.
I know.
First was Olynyk, then was Nunn, and then was Solly Hill.
Yep.
Why couldn't they put UD out there yesterday?
Right? Well, I think at this point they don't want to insult Udonis Haslam with the garbage time, but...
I thought they were going to put him in at the end of that Celtics game just to honor him. Not some guys consider the garbage time to be an insult to the veterans, but I thought they were going to put him in just for the emotion of it.
I said yesterday, forget about garbage time. Start him. Right, put him in the starting lineup. Six hard fouls on Anthony Davis or LeBron James. Either one is fine.
I believe you also
get the hell out.
I believe you told him to injure Anthony Davis.
If it happens, it happens.
Exactly. He's an enforcer, Dan. And by the way, this Vogel is such a great coach. Let's see if he has a game plan for UD starting.
Vogel's got a lot of teeth, huh? Have you guys noticed this?
He has a couple of extra teeth, I think.
A lot of teeth on Vogel.
Yeah. One positive, okay, looking for a silver lining. Miami Heat fought in the second half to the point that LeBron Hill and Anthony Davis had to play the entire game. And with Anthony Davis, you know, it's always a roll of the dice. You know, maybe he can get hurt. I don't. It's hard.
Keep him out there longer.
Yeah, I'm pretty defeated. I am not... acting like I've been there before, because I haven't been there before this postseason and trailing in a series, but this seems hard. This seems hard.
I want to get back to what Billy was saying about Solomon Hill being like one of us out there, that you can imagine any one of us dressed as we presently are, right? Wearing our baseball cap.
Solomon Hill would cook us.
No, of course. No, Mike, seriously? Like, I'm not here. I'm not here to support Billy's contention.
No, but I like what he's saying.
That we would I'll do follow. The same thing
I
out
think
there.
I'd give you more than Solly Hill.
But if we ever ended up on a court with Solomon Hill... Our eyebrows would be singed off.
It's from him dunking on us with his balls in our face.
We would all be Frederick Weiss out there.
Yes, all of us.
Frederick Weiss now.
He would jump over me and Stugatz at the same time. He would jump over both of us.
I'd like to see him do it.
But in the context of a series that
you
features...
You would look at the bottom of his nutsack as he did it.
But in the context...
Okay, how about this? Look, let's say it's a team of all Solomon
Hills. It would graze your nose, his nutsack.
If it was a team of Solomon Hills and we were on the team, we'd be the Solomon Hill of the Solomon Hill team.
That's an excellent point. That's an excellent point. I'm following you down there. Yeah.
We would be the coach on the sidelines. I've told you guys this before. We couldn't get the ball over half court against an NBA team.
I am struggling with the visual of Solomon Hill's balls just rubbing up against my nostrils.
Grazing them. I just had them grazing your nostrils as he takes flight.
Yeah. Give him a little bit more credit. He can clear you.
I have Stugatz.
He hits Dan's nostrils.
I have Stugatz in a defensive posture, crouched down with his delusion. Look, Solly Hill's going to be scared of me. And then Solomon Hill takes flight. And if you want to watch this in slow motion, Stugatz is trying to take a charge, and instead Solomon Hill's balls rub up through Stugatz's face, starting at the chin, hitting him in the nose.
It's really graphic.
You led us there. Yes. Billy, you led us to Solomon Hill's balls.
Yes, you did. Yeah. It's your fault.
I just saw a meme of Joe Exotic in the Heat, and it's like a thing, like a before, and he's him like with the tiger, right? And then it's him after getting attacked by the tiger. It's kind of crazy. I know it's been months and we've talked about this. It's kind of crazy how people just, without any experience, are running a zoo and these massive tigers, and they're just like, you know, I'll be fine.
Another solid point by
you. There's no disputing what you're saying there, Billy. I wish you'd offered it to me 4 months ago in the middle of the pandemic when we needed the content.
Just catching up, you know. Things are still in my queue.
That happened 6.5 months ago. Tiger King was to a point that I would have expected a question about Joe Exotic at the presidential debate
six months ago. You were expecting it.
I was a little bummed. At that point, like, why not? Let's get their take on the NBA Finals. And, hey, what happens? Are we going to pardon Joe Exotic? Might as well.
Billy, the Joe Exotic meme that you were describing, in one, he looks, if you know nothing else, he looks regal with a tiger. It is a powerful photo. And then the one right next to it was him being chased down behind by a tiger. And the meme was basically showing Heat fans before the game and Heat fans after the game. You do remember, Stugatz, when Joe Exotic, when the Tiger was just sort of nipping at him and then just grabbed with his claws at Joe Exotic's back and he just fell to his knees sort of pathetically,
yeah.
Correct?
Yeah, very sad.
that was, I mean, it's a good meme. Like, that is what happened to the Heat last night. They were soaring. They thought that they were the kings of the zoo. They were soaring, and then Anthony Davis just chased them down from behind and put his claws in their back.
It's totally insane, though. Why would a human think, you know what? I could tame these animals with no training whatsoever. Like, this is crazy.
Well, you may have noticed.
I don't like putting in Solomon Hill on LeBron James.
Right.
You may have noticed.
He is crazy.
That, there were a lot of judgment decisions being made by Joe Exotic where that one escaped our attention just because of all the others that were so bad. Like, you're not making an irrelevant point. Yes, what are you doing running a zoo? Also, what are you doing converting straight men to gay sex with your meth addictions?
Don't forget the tainted Walmart meat.
Oh, the tainted Walmart meat. That's yeah. right. That was fed at concessions. It yeah. wasn't just fed to the Tigers. It was
or
on
the
their
carnies.
Delicious pizza. The carnies.
You know what I mean. They weren't actually carnies because it wasn't a
they
carnival,
carnies.
but it's they're carnies.
No, they were carnies.
No, let's call it like it is. They were carnies.
Carnies. They were carnies.
You know, given a normal year, we'd be 30 days away right now from 6,000 Joe Exotics walking around in the same location on Halloween.
yeah, that's very
right.
true.
You're right.
It's very true.
We're going to be stripped of that
wait,
moment.
Wait a minute,
yeah.
Billy. Have you
now
not
I'm going to be Solomon Hill.
Billy, have you not seen what's happening in America right now? You're going to see that anyway. Like, people are going to do Halloween. They're going to dress
I
up and
DeSantis
do it anyway.
I think DeSantis signed an executive order that said there have to be 6,000 Joe Exotics walking around your neighborhood. Basically.
He
that was part of the Friday news dump last week.
A fully packed Super
yeah.
Bowl.
Yeah.
We're
That's what...